All right, so let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Wednesday, April 28th. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. So, Mark, today was the big day.
It was.
What happened?
The Fed wrapped up their two-day meeting and they issued a statement.
Right. And let's see if it moved the markets at all. And honestly, not a whole lot if you're looking at this. So what happened here?
Sure. So the Dow dropped 0.5%. And the S&P pretty much...
Yeah, let's go move over here to the S&P that we see this. There we go.
Pretty much unchanged. So, I mean, not much movement there. NASDAQ down 0.4%.
Yeah, but if you look at the five-minute chart, then we see actually what happened here today. So on the five-minute chart, we see that we opened here and then basically for most of the day didn't do anything. And then here was the Fed statement and boom, at first... the market shot higher. So why? What was happening here? Why was the initial reaction good? Well, everybody was waiting for what Powell has to say. And they wanted to hear, are there any hints that the Fed might be thinking about changing their policy and tapering with the asset purchases? But what did you say?
Yeah, I mean, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said at a press conference that it would likely take some time before the Fed's objectives are achieved. And Powell stressed that the vaccination push in the U.S. has helped strengthen the economy in the afternoon press conference.
Right, which wrapped up after the two-day meeting.
Exactly.
Right? So, I mean, long story short, they say, well, we are not there yet. We don't know because we had a bunch of positive economic reports, but whatever they say, what do they say? A few birds don't make a summer.
Works for me.
Something like this. All right. Let's go back to the charts because we also have earnings season in full swing. So
yes.
Let's go back here to a daily chart and let's talk about a few ones. Today, we had Boeing reporting earnings. So here we see the daily chart of Boeing. And Boeing lost 3%, almost 3%, 2.9%. Why? What happened?
Yeah. So Boeing posted its sixth straight quarterly loss.
That's six. 1.5 years.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, this has been probably the toughest stretch ever in Boeing's history, which is honestly kind of surprising that they were only down less than 3%.
Yeah, and also really surprising, this 230 support level seems to hold quite well. Okay, other earnings news. We had Spotify reporting earnings today, and Spotify here today massively down. So what happened here?
Yeah, so Spotify slumped down over 12% in spite of reporting quarterly results above consensus estimates and guidance for a smaller than expected loss for the second quarter.
So good news, right? I mean, yeah. It should jump up, but hey, you never know. This is why trade what you see and not what you think.
Yep.
Now, yesterday we already had Microsoft reporting after the bell. We got to talk about the big tech because big tech is on deck this week. I mean, we have Amazon reporting, Apple reporting, Facebook reporting. This will be later in the week. And thus far, we already had Tesla, technically a car manufacturer, but more like a tech company, right?
Exactly.
Then Microsoft yesterday reported earnings. And Microsoft actually reported good earnings. I mean, they said, revenue was up 34% or something like this. So revenue was up, yet the stock moved down 2.83%.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes even good news can be a disappointment.
Yeah. And then Google, on the other hand, I mean, Google reported earnings after the bell yesterday and today jumped 3% higher. So I think they had a great quarter. And I think YouTube, go figure, right? contributed to this because more and more people were watching YouTube. So the ad revenue from YouTube jumped up by 50%. Investors seem to like it.
Yep.
And this is why we are up 3.16% here. All right, let's see what else we have on deck here. So what else? Who else reported earnings today? AMD, we got to talk about AMD, absolutely. So here we go, AMD, and they actually also reported, they've got some good news, right? This morning they said what?
They said that the data center revenue more than doubled and it topped results. So better than expected, but shares down again.
I mean, they opened higher this morning, but then fell and closed 1.4% lower. Okay, we gotta talk about this stock, Starbucks.
So S-Bucks.
Starbucks, I love my Starbucks. So, but what happened here? They reported earnings today and they are down 3.2% here.
Yeah, mixed earnings with sales slightly below forecast.
Right, because we were still in the pandemic,
sure.
Right? And I mean, it seems that they're doing pretty well with their takeout business, mm-hmm. but yes, they are not reopened yet. And even if they're reopening here in the U.S., there's many, many countries that are being hit much harder than the United States.
Absolutely.
And so it might be a while before they can open internationally. All right. Now, talking about big tech, we also had Facebook reporting earnings after the bell. So after the markets closed, we had Facebook reporting. What's happening here?
Yeah, up 6% after the bell. So an after-hours earnings up, and the company released its first quarter earnings, beating Wall Street expectations for earnings and for revenue, reporting $26 billion for the quarter, which was up 48% compared with the prior year. Facebook's net income grew 94% to $9.5 billion from $4.9 billion the year prior.
So good news all
Big
around,
earnings.
And this is why 6% up here. Okay, now the key question is, what's going to move the markets over the next few days? I mean, obviously, we're still full swing in earnings season. We have Amazon reporting, we have Apple reporting, Facebook just reported after the bell. What else is on deck?
Yeah, I mean, it's still tech earnings for this week, and you know, the Fed was basically a non-event. You look at the Dow chart, and you wouldn't even have known the Fed was there. So now, this evening, it's about Biden.
Because Biden is addressing the Senate, I believe, right? And basically saying what happened in the first 100 days of his presidency. And of course, he will say, okay, we administered more corona vaccines than we said. The original goal was 100 million. More than 200 million have been administered. But he also has this Build Back Better plan. And there are two parts to it. And one of these parts we have already heard, the infrastructure plan, right? So what was this, $1.8 trillion? And in order to fund this, he actually talked about corporate tax rate.
Yep.
And now part two will be the American Families Plan. And he's expecting to reveal details tonight. Last week, he already hinted at it, that
sure.
he says, you know what? We are going to raise the long-term capital gains from around 24% to as high as 44%, right? So this could move the markets tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, we've been talking about it all week long, and it is definitely something that traders are waiting for. I think that it's just that one more excuse, but tomorrow I do think that markets are going to move. How about you, Marcus?
I mean, they have to. Let's just take a look at the markets here, because this week they have been super, super quiet. Here we're looking at the Dow Jones, and if we are zooming in, this year was Monday. Nah. Almost hard to see. Let me see if I can do this a little bit better. So here, this day was Monday, so not much going on. And then we had Tuesday and we had Wednesday, so slightly going
small
down.
Ranges.
Super small ranges here. I mean, at some point we'll see that something is happening. And I mean, it doesn't matter whether we're looking at the Dow or the S&P. The S&P actually intraday today made a new all-time high, if you take a look at this, but wasn't able to close above this, so pulled back here. So honestly, I think it is super smart of Biden right now to drop a bomb and say, okay, here's what we're gonna do, because look at what the markets did thus far this year. I mean, this year is January, so we're going up, up, up. I mean, for the year, the performance in the S&P is already 11%. So if we would drop right now, what, 5, 6, 7%? It wouldn't really matter. It would still be a great quarter, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is where we are looking at big picture. NASDAQ, actually, if we take a quick look at NASDAQ here, had an even better quarter. I mean, we are wrapping up month four here. And year to date, it has recovered really nicely with 7.86%. So going up here. I mean, it had a rough start, but now recovering and also hovering right here around new all-time highs. So all the markets are making new all-time highs. So if you want to announce something, now would be the time, right? So I think that the timing is kind of perfect, and eventually the markets have to retrace a little bit. They can't go up forever. I mean,
exactly.
How many more times can we say, oh, we need a new record today?
Record highs.
Yeah. I mean, it is healthy.
Headlines get boring.
And this is where, you see, for us as traders, because we're not long-term investors, we are short-term traders, this is when volatility is good.
Yes.
Talking about volatility, let's talk about the VIX here for a moment. The volatility index, the fear factor. So I just want to zoom out a little bit. Let's actually go to a weekly chart so that we have a little bit of bigger picture, because this is where we see what happened last year. I mean, first of all, before the pandemic, we were hovering right here around 12 to 15.
Yep.
Yeah. Then we had the pandemic happening. We jumped up all the way to 85. Ever since we're going in a large range, as you can see here, between 25 and 40. But right now we're back to pretty much the pre-pandemic levels. We are at 17.3%, and I don't think that the VIX will stay down there. At some point, we'll have a little push in this when we see the market retracing, which is absolutely healthy.
Yeah. Retracements are perfectly healthy, and having a little volatility definitely helps for traders because it means there's market movement. And for options traders, it means premium.
Right. And this is what we like to do. We like to sell premium, and this is one of the trading strategies that we trade. And today, let's actually talk about a trade that we did today. So today, let me just go to a daily chart. I saw that Pinterest reported earnings. Don't know exactly what was happening here, but Pinterest down 14%. So obviously, they must have said something that traders don't like. So I sold the 62.50 put here. So I'm betting by Friday, today is Wednesday, for the next 2 days, we will stay above 62.50. And if so, that's great. Otherwise, I'm getting a sign. But honestly, even if you zoom out here a little bit of Pinterest, the key question is, do I want to own Pinterest at 62.50? And I think overall, that's probably a pretty good trade, right? Because they have been trading in this range between 62.50 and pretty much around here, which is like $88 all across the board.
Yeah, I mean, great support there going back to November. So what, 6 months, solid support. So good trade.
Works. All right. Anyhow, so this wraps up today's stock market news. And we went a little bit longer because I thought that you might enjoy when we are covering a few more of the stocks. If you enjoyed this and you liked it, click on like right now. Consider subscribing to the channel. We will be back with another stock market update tomorrow. And until then, trade what you see and not what you think.
Happy trading, everybody.
Now we need to end this broadcast. Usually I have my finish button.
Well, that worked.